Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Kinship of Secrets by Eugenia Kim, read by Janet Song. Part 1. War, 1950-1953. 1. Invasion. On a chilly summer night, a newsmonger trudged uphill to a residential enclave of Seoul, the last neighborhood on his route. By the dim light of his lantern swinging atop a bamboo pole, he checked his watch, clacked his wooden clappers 3 times, and, with the crystalline tones of his nighttime newscast, sang, "Attention, please, attention! Tuesday, 27 June, 3:30 a.m. The North Korean People's Army retreats after our heroic counteroffensive in Wijungbu. Enemy tanks were destroyed, and our forces have mobilized to repulse the enemy all the way to the Yalu River. President Ri urges the people of Korea to trust our military without being unsettled in the least, to carry on with their daily work and support military operations. Attention, please, attention." His call echoed against the bulky profile of a Western-style house where Inja, nearly 4 years old, lived with her maternal uncle, aunt, grandparents, as well as a cook and her teenage daughter. Though it was the hour of dreams, Inja slept hard and still, her steady breaths matching those of her grandmother snuggled in the bedding beside her. The day before, Inja had accompanied Uncle downtown to read posted news bulletins, and his strained and rapid stride elevated her fear of things she didn't understand, communists, invasion, and had exhausted her. In just dreams, both waking and sleeping.